This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and we invite you to join us here. Toll free at 855-453. 855-450-3733. A 20-year-old woman from Norway says she is a cat. She was born a cat and has always been a cat. And we'll talk about her here in a few moments. But first, Teller from Penn and Teller is weighing in, and Daryl has the story on the so-called safe spaces that some of these whiny college students are demanding from their colleges. They want a place where they can feel like they're at home, and then they can feel protected, and that they can feel safe. And we saw this video that came out and kind of made the rounds on social media several weeks ago of college students who were accosting one of their administrators in some quad or whatever, and were screaming. One of them was screaming at him about how they demand safe spaces. So this has been a big topic of discussion. They want to be protected from so-called microaggressions, which is where you look at someone funny or you don't necessarily agree with them. I'm not really sure how you define microaggressions, but it's pretty ridiculous.
It's whatever anybody wants it to be.
Yeah, right. Something you don't like. Something someone has said that you don't like is a microaggression, is what it seems to kind of boil down to. And so Teller, who normally doesn't speak, is apparently weighing in on this.
That's going to be awesome.
What's awesome?
People don't have the expectation that you speak to them. Like, he's really established that brand in the world. Yeah, like, he doesn't have to talk to the world full of people.
Well, this isn't the first time Teller's written something down. He used to do posts on, I think it was like PC World or something like that. So, anyway, go ahead.
So, the story here comes from the Reason Hit and Run blog. They say Teller, the silent half of famed magic duo Penn and Teller, does not believe that classrooms should be comfortable places. During a revealing interview about his career as an educator, he spent 6 years teaching Latin to high schoolers before becoming a professional magician.
Wow.
Musician.
That must have been a long time ago. Yeah. Mid-80s.
Before that, him and Penn have been working together for nearly 40 years.
Really? Okay. Wow.
So, you know, and
they're in their 60s right now.
Teller's a little older than Penn.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was, you know, before they got together, Teller was a Latin teacher. Teller, in a revealing interview with The Atlantic, responded to a question about trigger warnings and censorship by professing the joy of what he calls delicious discomfort in the classroom. The article from The Atlantic.
How are you going to make kids learn if they're not somewhat uncomfortable, right? I mean.
Right. Teller says, and if Shakespeare or Catullus or Virgil makes students uncomfortable, that's a good thing. Learning, like magic, should make people uncomfortable because neither are passive acts. He elaborated, magic does not wash over you like a gentle, reassuring lullaby. In magic, what you see comes into conflict with what you know, and that discomfort creates a kind of energy and a spark that is extremely exciting. That level of participation that magic brings from you by making you uncomfortable is a very good thing. Mm. The article...
How do you grow if you're still inside your comfort zone?
The article continues, as we were on the subject of discomfort, this being the author of the Atlantic piece writing, says, I asked Teller what he thinks of school's efforts to protect students from discomfort as they learn through censorship, teachers' content, and requirements for trigger warnings.
Yeah, trigger warnings is hilarious. Finally, the liberal elite, as they're called, these college professors, which have indoctrinated our kids with a lot of leftist ideas. I'm certainly not going to argue that. It's a little trite, but it seems true to me. Finally, they've run up on the liberal stuff they can't tolerate. Well, come on, guys. I mean, you got to be a little uncomfortable to learn. Well, you've created these bedwetting babies in the first place.
Isn't this what you wanted?
I mean, this is the problem with tempering speech all along. This is the PC thing that everybody complains about.
And for the first time in our conversation, the author writes, Teller illustrated the power of his trademark silence, and the line went quiet. Just as I'd begun to think we'd been disconnected, Teller replied, when I go outside and at night and look up at the stars, the feeling that I get is not comfort. The feeling that I get is a kind of delicious discomfort at knowing that there is so much out there that I do not understand, and the joy in recognizing that there is enormous mystery, which is not a comfortable thing. Mm. This, I think, is the principal gift of education. The author of the Hit and Run blog says the whole interview is worth reading.
Sounds like it.
Teller is a fascinating person and no doubt a fascinating teacher. He told The Atlantic that on his first day as a teacher, he threw away the textbook and constructed his own curriculum. Quote, I taught Latin with a set of Latin readers I composed myself, complete with illustrations called Lingua Latina Pictorius.
Thank goodness he went on to do something useful.
What, you don't think teaching Latin's not useful?
The hell do you use Latin for?
I guess doctors and lawyers use it. Lawyers use it to lie. Doctors use it to be specific.
I took Latin for 2 years in high school.
Why?
Me too.
Because it was different than Spanish
and
French.
But it's not useful.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Here's the reason I took it. You asked the question, I will tell you. Because we had three choices, French, Spanish, Latin. And I was told, when I made a picture that made a choice that, well, Latin will help you learn other languages. So I thought to myself, fine reason to learn a base language. I do not think that is a good reason. In retrospect,
okay.
I would have preferred to have to have learned Spanish.
So you wish you didn't take Latin?
Yeah, mostly. Okay.
You wish you could have the time back?
Yeah. I wish I would have taken a different language.
I'm actually glad I took Latin.
Why?
For the reason that Mark just said. Because I speak very little Spanish, but what I learned in Latin class 25 years ago, some of it has stuck with me, and I'm able to pick up here and there on what Spanish
words Spanish
mean.
Is based in Latin.
Right. It's a Romance language, but if you would have learned Spanish, then you would have been able to read more Spanish than you currently do today, and you would have the advantage of being able to read some French and some Portuguese.
Yeah, that's true.
Having learned both of these languages, now I learned a little bit of Latin,
your language, and then you said having learned both okay. of which
having learned both Latin and Spanish,
okay.
I can tell you what it's like. I can tell you that Latin is fat useless. It is a stupid waste of time, unless, I suppose, you're going to be a lawyer or a doctor, and then you need to know it for those reasons.
I still find it very interesting, and I don't regret having
took
the class.
Why don't you learn Esperanto,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, it could be interesting as well. Look, if it's just a curiosity, then that's fine. You can learn all kinds of curiosities that are generally useless. But there's no doubt that, and I'm curious, do attorneys actually have to learn how to speak Latin or just know certain Latin words?
It can't hurt to know how the language is constructed.
But what's required in being an attorney? We should ask.
I said that I learned Latin and I said I learned Spanish. I didn't say that I became an attorney.
I know. I'm not asking you because you know. I'm asking out loud because we're doing a radio show.
As far as I know, from the attorneys that I know and I've spoken to, you only have to learn certain phrases of Latin.
So I will restate my claim that Latin is useless. Knowing how to speak Latin is useless. If you know a few words, like I know a few Latin words as far as like nolle prosequi or prosequi, to null pros, as they shorten it. They even shorten it in attorney land. So they don't even use the full Latin term. It's null pros, which is actually short for nolle prosequi, which means to throw out a charge.
Yeah, to not prosecute or something.
Yeah. So anyway, glad to hear that Teller has spoken out on this one. Was there more that you wanted to share? You pretty much done with the story.
No, there's more from the blog post here. The writer of the Reason article says it's deeply unfortunate that the public school system does not reward teachers like Teller who think outside the box. No, it actually does the opposite.
Yeah, it punishes them, sure.
Creative, entrepreneurial teachers are thwarted at every turn until they give up. Thanks to numerous rules imposed on schools by politically powerful teachers' unions, administrators are forced to reward seniority and credentials rather than merit.
Than innovation.
And there's more.
Yeah, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, Taylor walked away from teaching so he could go juggle and do magic tricks. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And he's probably touched a whole lot more people's lives as a result of his career as a magician. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon. Through saveatpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here toll free, 855-450-FREE. If you want to talk about safe spaces, maybe you're in college and you're experiencing this madness. The safe space concept, the microaggressions, Teller from Penn & Teller has been weighing in an interview with The Atlantic, as reported on by Reason. And Daryl will continue with that story. Also, want to let you know about the upcoming Liberty Forum. Now, I don't know if they're going to ever get Penn or Teller to show up, but I know they've been trying over the years to do that, but they're so busy with their shows out in Vegas. They're constantly doing shows in Vegas, and it's hard for them to get away. But Edward Snowden will be attending the Liberty Forum via video link from Moscow, where he is holed up somewhere that no one really knows where, but he will be connecting with us probably through Tor, the Onion router, so no one will be able to trace his location, and he'll be taking questions. In fact, the Liberty Forum is actually requesting the questions be submitted now rather than at the forum. So if you think you're going to be able to get into a line and ask questions of Snowden, apparently
you're
wrong about that. And Daryl, where did you say that they had asked the question?
It's on the event page on Facebook.
So the Liberty Forum event on Facebook. You can submit your questions, and then I think they're going to be voting on them, or people will vote on the most popular.
People are voting. That's how polls on Facebook work.
Okay, I didn't know it was a poll. I just thought it was a thread where you...
No. It's a poll.
Okay, I haven't seen it yet, so thank you for clarifying that. But it's one of those things where you can add a question to the poll.
Yes, right? And people are adding some really stupid questions.
That's Facebook for you. So go to the Facebook event for Liberty Forum if you want to submit your question for Edward Snowden. Even if you're not going to be there, you can submit a question for him, and then if it gets voted up enough, it'll get asked. He's, I believe, only going to be speaking from like 4 in the afternoon till 4:50. So it's a relatively
30-minute thing.
Yeah, 30-minute speech, maybe with a few minutes of questions on the end of it.
No, my understanding is
30 minutes solid, that's it?
It's 30 minutes of Edward Snowden, okay, including his speech plus Q&A.
Wow, all right. So, yeah, only the top few questions are going to get into this thing. If you want to go to the Liberty Forum, it's my understanding the hotel, they only can guarantee the special room rate for a very short time. So you want to lock in a hotel room and guarantee that you can actually get it, then you got to go to nhlibertyforum.com. It's happening February 18th through the 21st, so we are literally 3 weeks away from this event. At this point, in 3 weeks from now, we're going to be broadcasting this show live from the Liberty Forum every night. That's February 18th, that's a Thursday, through the 21st, which is a Sunday. So it's a full weekend plus here in New Hampshire, hanging out with hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people who care about the ideas of freedom. And in addition to having Edward Snowden, it's going to be a big party all weekend long, because the Free State Project will be celebrating 100% of reaching 100% of its goal of 20,000 signers.
It's beginning to look that way, isn't it?
It's absolutely going to happen, unless some dramatic thing slows down the signing
rate. Odd happens and 282 people do not wind up signing the Statement of Intent between now and February 18th.
Yeah, the rate at which people are signing suggests strongly that we will be well over 20,000 signers.
We'll be done for, I think, a solid 2 weeks by the time this happens. I think we're going to be done. We're going to wrap this thing up in the first week of February.
I think we'll be done by
Wednesday. I don't know. I'd say that's optimistic, because we haven't hit 99% quite yet, and it's taken around 4 or 5 days for.
And they're also manually updating the counter.
That's true. Once a day.
So they might wind up, you know, let's slow down our input a little bit so that we've got a big bump on, you know, one of these last days or two.
Who knows? So anyway, the Liberty Forum, go to nhlibertyforum.com. We're going to be there. It's at the Radisson Hotel in Manchester, the biggest hotel, the biggest convention space in New Hampshire, and it's awesome. Highly recommend it if you can make it up. Start making your plans now and go to nhlibertyforum.com for February 18th through the 21st. Lots of other great things besides Edward Snowden, lots of speeches and panels, and the most important part is the camaraderie to get to know your future neighbors if you're considering making a move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And if you love liberty, you really should be considering that. Go to freestateproject.org to get signed up here as we wrap up the goal of 20,000 signers. So let's go to Straight Razor in Texas, and then more about the safe spaces from college. Straight Razor, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. So hey. I do attend college, and I have found it to be excellent because of how much I've had to fight off the sheeple zombies that like to attend and think of nothing, and to watch them try and process the actual values of libertarianism is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, you can watch them stop with their mouth open, thinking about it.
So you've been in class, and discussions will come up. You'll take the pro-liberty position and just basically flummox people?
Oh, it's outstanding. And the best part about it is the experience of being in a room that is completely hostile towards your stance.
Yeah.
Because, the diehard Republicans can't get behind me because, I really don't care if gay people marry. And the diehard Democrats can't get behind me because I don't want everybody spending my money. So
it is fun to be the libertarian macho flash in a college campus.
Yeah.
I agree.
Almost worth paying for.
I got to do some of that myself.
And the other part about it is that I've noticed, so as I went into harder courses where, the curriculum obviously, as you get farther along, the courses get harder. There's more information, more intricate information. I started running into more libertarians. So it turned into, it was just me battling with, 30 other students. There were three or four of us in there. And it is really easy to dogpile the ideas of liberty because the idea or the response to something that I didn't think of, another libertarian is very quick to step up and fill that slot for you.
Why do you think we keep two people on the show?
Well, no, the reason I have more than one person is because I don't want to listen to myself talk for 3 hours. It would bore me if I did that. So, but I agree with you. This is showing the power of numbers when it comes to the ideas of liberty. When you're not the only lunatic who is,
you have more than one lunatic.
Yes, it becomes less crazy. It sounds less crazy if there's more than one person who's advocating it. It helps a lot. Like another example of this where I noticed it, as I was getting into the liberty movement and doing outreach, I would set up these outreach booths at which, Mark, you have helped me in the distant past, and Daryl, you've helped at like the county fair that we've done here in the more recent past. I've been doing these outreach booths for basically my history in the liberty movement, and it's always better with more than one person. If there's more than one person behind a table that's doing an outreach table, it just looks more legitimate. It's less likely. Oh, there's two great people, so they're less likely to be two people who are totally crazy. Crazy, I guess.
And
having more people talking at the table also helps. So if one person at the table is talking with two people who are attending the event, whatever the event is, then it looks like your table's popular. And more people are likely to come over.
Let's go see what's at the popular table.
Exactly. It's totally monkey see, monkey do popularity contest thing.
Well, and the other great part about it is how diverse this group of people really is. Because if you ask the random person on the street, that's all middle-aged white guys in their basement with, guns and food storage. And
I'm not middle-aged.
Neither am
right.
I. And that's the thing, is this group is so diverse, but because people keep pumping that out, they don't realize it until you get, a bunch of us together, and then all of a sudden they're like, whoa, wait a second, I was not expecting this group of people to have these ideas.
If you have more stories from the front lines in education, you're welcome to share them. Straight Razor, stand by. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly buysellmakeoffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to tell stories of your experience on college campus these days. You can go back into the past if you want, because this whole microaggression safe space thing had to start somewhere, and it's probably been developing over generations.
And my guess is that part of it started with the whole thing where that Stanford professor many years ago came up with the idea of praising children for their effort. And I've got a story that I didn't mention, and I'm definitely not going to get into it. But
you mean
the
even
headline,
if they fail? You mean like praise them even if they failed? That kind of
you,
thing?
You praise them for their effort. You tried, and trying, you know, like that's part of it, is trying.
I'm with you.
Well, the professor is now saying that people have totally missed the point of what she was trying to do.
Right. So what we have is this sort of participation award society, and I'm told about it. My kid does not go to regular school, so I can't really comment one way or the other on it. But the idea is that just if you know that we don't make winners and losers here. It's just that everybody's a winner. Well, that's nonsense. But I do think that you need to put the effort in order to succeed. So therefore, effort should be praised. Losers should be praised for attempting to run the race. I don't think you should go, ha-ha, right? Especially the teacher, you know?
Yeah, right.
Like, that's a poor choice. Like, the gym teacher is like, you stink! I actually think that might have occurred
in gym classes.
Right,
so basically, you know, the point that was trying to be made was use positive reinforcement, not negative reinforcement.
Yeah.
and people totally missed the point, and they've gone way off of what she was trying to advocate. I'll post the link to this article on the Facebook page.
Let's go back to Straight Razor. He's on the line in Texas saying he's in school now as a former cop. And Straight Razor, you were kind of sharing your experiences, saying that as you've risen in academic level, you found more libertarians, and that it's easier to be a libertarian in college when there are more than one.
Absolutely. So even if it's just one other person in the classroom, it's helpful. And on this topic of participation, the problem is that these people, they aren't participating. At school, they show up, sure, but they aren't actually participating. Showing up and just riding the wave and just eating up whatever the instructor says and not questioning anything is not participation. That's not thought. That's
it's not learning.
Certainly not challenging.
So that's what's so fun about having and such a benefit of having actual values. And thinking about those values and knowing those values is any topic that came up, myself and other libertarians in the class were able to debate it even with very little knowledge of the subject.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as someone throws out these, you know, some random idea that's just horrible and would trample freedom, we were able to formulate, you know, a response to that without having to Google what the response should be.
This is how it's easy to be a libertarian talk show host, because we don't need to know the statistics.
Right. You know, the average talk show host has to spend a lot of time researching, say if you're a Republican, you got to research, what do the other Republicans say? What have the Democrats said? Mm-hmm. You've got to base it on that. Well, you know,
have principles.
As Ernest Hancock says all the time, from Declare Your Independence, freedom's the answer. What's the question?
Yeah, exactly. Straight Razor, any other stories you want to relay? Go ahead.
No, but I do have a question for you, Ian, and that is that new ride-sharing service I heard you mention a while back that's supposed to be launching. What was the name of that so I can get signed up for?
Arcade City. What you want to do, if you can only be an existing Uber or Lyft driver with good ratings, and I believe you said you're an Uber driver, so you would qualify. If you are an Uber or Lyft driver with ratings, then you can qualify for Arcade City and go to arcade.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Once again, that's arcade.freetalklive.com. And the cool thing about, and thanks for the call, Straight Razor, the cool thing about Arcade City, which has not yet launched its app, that's coming up in about 2 or so weeks. Just before Liberty Forum, actually, on Valentine's Day. They're expecting to launch a very kind of bare-bones version of the app that will allow you to take scheduled rides, I believe, from people, and it'll have some basic features that'll be fleshed out later on. But the idea behind Arcade City is to decentralize ride-sharing even further. So Uber and Lyft did a good job at decentralizing, giving rides to people, taking it out of the hands of these old taxi companies, and allowing independent contractors to come in, and Uber is essentially a connector for riders and drivers. But ultimately, there still is a fairly large corporation in the form of Uber or Lyft that is sort of running things and making decisions on a centralized basis. Arcade City will eventually allow drivers to set their own rates. It'll allow drivers to do their own collecting. And Arcade City will offer in-app, like credit card charging, so you could use the app to run charges for customers. But if you have your own little swiper thing, you know, your swipe thing for your
card
phone,
card reader,
if you want to accept Bitcoin or you want to accept cash in your own car, then Arcade City gets no cut of that. And
it just sounds like, I just can't imagine how it's going to work, financially. For this to work,
there's not going to be a lot of money in it for Arcade City.
Not going to be a lot of money in it
for sure.
Yeah.
But it's more of an activism project, I think, than it is anything else. I mean, ultimately, I'm sure Christopher David, who's the creator of Arcade City, who we've had on this show, he's a brilliant, really energetic activist here who moved for the Free State Project. I'm sure he would love to make a living off of Arcade City at some point, but I don't know how far off in the future that's going to be for him. But then again, what do I know? I thought that this was going to be some slow-growing thing that wasn't going to, you know, go beyond much further than New Hampshire, and it's blown up. He was expecting
Hold on. A nice thing about Uber is the driver doesn't have to do any collections.
Yeah,
People pay ahead of time, and so you know you're going to get paid.
That's
As a taxi driver, I can tell you.
You get stiffed.
Yeah. Well, I'd flip the meter. I'd take somebody where they're going to go, and
they'll
like,
jump out.
Well, they'll be like, hey, I'm going to have to go inside and get money. Well,
they never come out.
What? You know, and then you're not going to go in. Some of these places, you're not going in home to get them. So I think that there's a real advantage to the driver to say, hey, look, I want them to pay ahead with a credit card or with Bitcoin.
I agree with you.
Or with whatever.
That's one of the challenges that Arcade City is going to have to deal with, is that, you know, even though Uber is more centralized, it has its benefits from being centralized to some extent, in that Uber will also cover, let's say, if somebody pukes in the back of your car, there's a way for you to, like, take pictures of it and send it to Uber, and Uber will send you, like, a cleaning fee or something like that. This is what I've heard.
I do not miss working at the car wash and having
the
people
clean
that came in with, some nasty cars.
Yeah. Yeah, the smart Uber drivers will refuse rides to people that they think are too drunk. So if somebody thinks, you know, if they, you stop me.
Isn't that the kind of the purpose of Uber? Give you a ride when you're drunk?
You know, some drivers aren't as desperate for the cash, and they will say no. If somebody's, like, teetering and they're, you know, they look like they're going to barf, the driver will say, I'm not going to take you, and then they'll take off.
Mm.
So, you know, these are some of the risks involved. And you're right, Mark. Arcade City, it's not a perfect concept so far, and
I hope it works out for him.
And, yes, there will be more risk involved in essentially running your own business. Arcade City will allow you to be more decentralized and more in control of your business.
Is it going to know who the customer is?
I don't know. I haven't. You know what, Mark? There's been like an hour-long video that Christopher David made that he released about a week, within the last week, where he answers a bunch of these sort of common questions that people are asking about Arcade City, and I've only gotten through the first 10 minutes, so I haven't watched that whole thing. So I cannot answer you as an expert. All I can do right now is say, if you're interested in this, go to arcade.freetalklive.com, and all of these details will be fleshed out over time. So, and if you want to be an Uber driver, you can do that too, because I signed up as an Uber driver, and so you can use my referral code. Go to drive.freetalklive.com if you want to sign up for that, and if you just want a free ride, you can do that too. And this is one of the other things Uber has over Arcade City, is Uber can subsidize, because they're a big company.
Yeah.
They can give people that first ride free, whereas, you know, if an Arcade City driver wants to do that, they can, but they don't get anything for it. Whereas with Uber, if you give somebody a free ride, you don't know it's their free ride as the driver, because you get paid for it. Because Uber will pay you for the ride, but they won't charge the customer.
Mm.
So, again, that makes it easy to get people to try Uber. And getting people to try Arcade City is going to be a little more of a challenge. Anyway, go to drive.freetalklive.com or ride.freetalklive.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen-printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great-looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name-brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you if you join us now. 855-453. Hey, if you like Free Talk Live, you like the fact that we're talking about the ideas of liberty on a regular basis, live 7 nights a week, available via podcast, every now and then coughing into your ear there.
I didn't push
you
the button.
You were a little late on it.
Oh, was I? I'm sorry.
But anyway, yeah, we're here for you. And if you like what we're doing, go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp, as in advertise, market, and promote. Amp.freetalklive.com. It's money that we use to market this program to get on in new places. Got a new, I got a station with a verbal agreement today, which I'm excited about.
You're not allowed to say who that is.
No, but the program director has the last name of Weed. I will say that.
So the chances are good.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
And this is all possible because of listeners like you becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for $5 a month, which you can do through any major credit card via PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. Or you can do via Bitcoin. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the amp-only Facebook group, which is always busy. There's always new posts in the. It's probably one of the busiest Facebook groups I've ever been a part of. There's always something interesting going on there. And then there's also the amp-only podcast, which doesn't have the usual commercials that our regular podcast does, and the amp-only call-in lines and more. So get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. Story from the Daily Mail. Mark, you brought this one in here tonight about a woman who says that she was born as a cat. Now, you've heard of people saying that they were born male, but they're actually look like a female, or the vice versa.
Sure.
But this has to be a first. This woman says she was
friends that way, yeah.
Born a cat and has now opened up about her life as a feline, describing how she has a superior sense of hearing and sight, which allows her to hunt mice in the dark.
Oh, dear.
Nano is aged 20 from Oslo, Norway.
You do not want to chase mice in the dark. You're going to bump your head on something and get knocked out.
Makes the revelation.
And then you'll wind up with a permanent headache, and that's no fun.
It's also probably pretty hard to chase anything that moves as fast as a mouse on your hands and knees. That's not exactly the most
I've shot one.
Fast of positions to be in. And it's a little awkward moving around like that.
Hold on. You said you shot a mouse?
Yeah.
A mouse or a rat? Because they're two totally different creatures.
Yeah, that's true.
This was a short-tailed creature, so I can't precise... It wasn't,
was it tiny?
It wasn't very big.
Probably a mouse.
It wasn't a rat.
Nano, she makes the revelation in an interview published on the NRKP3 Verdens Request Land YouTube channel, and has been viewed 122,000 times as of this writing, which was 2 days ago, as she claims to possess many...
'Cause everybody likes Tracy.
...feline characteristics, including a hatred of water. So does that mean she hasn't showered in 20 years?
Maybe she just dislikes doing it.
And the ability to communicate simply by meowing.
Hold on. I just had a thought. Cats, even though they don't like water, they still bathe themselves.
That's true.
Yeah, so when humans lick themselves, they're not cleaner.
I didn't say they were.
Just one second. I don't know if you can call it bathing yourself if you're not cleaner. I'd also, like, cats can get to all the spots. Humans can't get to all the spots.
I wonder if she does that thing where her leg goes up in the air.
Right.
Like
No.
The cats do that thing where the one leg just goes way up in the air.
In the video, which is posted here on the Daily Mail article, we'll share that with you on our Facebook and Twitter.
Is she just a furry and decided she wanted some publicity?
Could be. She's wearing the little kitty ear things. Anyway, she reflects her inner cat by wearing a pair of pointed ears and an artificial tail, begins her interview with a series of rather convincing meows. Then she explains that she first discovered her true identity as a teenager. She said, I realized I was a cat when I was 16.
Did she say this in human language, or did she sit there and purr and meow?
She claims to be a cat trapped in a human's body. Not that she is a cat possessing a human's body.
Okay, gotcha. So anyway, she says...
So she probably bathes herself. She just doesn't like it.
I realized I was a cat, she says, when I was 16, when doctors and psychologists found out what was the thing with me. Under my birth, there was a genetic defect, she explains in the video. Walking through Oslo's central station, the presenter asked Nano what she could hear and see that a normal person might not. Suitcases rolling on the ground, she says, keys clinking in pockets, people with ice crampons under their shoes. Then, all of a sudden, she lets out a hiss and takes a step back.
Oh, dear.
There's a dog over there, she explains. Sometimes I hiss when meeting dogs in the street. It's because of their behavior, and
weird.
My instinct automatically reacts by hissing. When the presenter asks if she was born like this, Nano agrees, saying, yes, born in the wrong species. Cats are notoriously averse to water, and Nano explains that she's no different. She says, I hate water. Water is like you get the instinct to wash yourself in the face and stuff. I think that's probably a bad translation.
At least
I'm hoping.
You know who else hates water?
Dirty
people? The Tasmanian devil from Looney Tunes.
Cats hate water!
Nano demonstrates another moment of affinity with cats by donning a pair of giant pink cat paws and rubbing at her face as if she's grooming herself.
Ah, that's good.
She's then seen on her hands and knees crawling around the floor before going up to the window and looking out longingly.
My favorite is the boyfriend that communicates with her in meows.
In meows.
Yeah, that's
coming up.
But she's got a boyfriend.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Look, of course she does.
Guys will put up with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Looking out longingly as she paws at the wall and whimpers like a frustrated feline. She explains, it's, well, like, kitties can't, you know, they can't go out, right? So they're always looking out because they want to go out.
They don't whimper.
But, well, dogs do, right? Like, not cats. But she can go open the door. If she just takes off the fake paw thing that she's put on her hands, if she really wants to go outside, she can do that. So why is she emulating something that other cats would do? Because they are trapped.
Well,
she's not trapped.
My cat would look out the window sometimes because he's interested in what's going on outside the window.
Even though he could go outside?
And then he would go, if he wanted to go outside, he would go outside.
So he's got a cat door?
Yeah.
I wonder if she has a cat door.
It's called a door.
Yeah, she has a door.
Yeah, but I mean a door that she would have to crawl through. She likes to crawl around. Now, I wonder if she crawls around in public. See, I haven't watched the video yet. They're describing the video.
It doesn't look like it. She's on her feet in the airport.
Yeah, it looks. Yeah, it did appear that they were photographing her on her feet. But in her home, she's seen.
She knows what she can get away with and what she can't.
Nano also stresses that, like the small four-legged animals, She loves to, quote, sleep in the sink.
Yeah, now that's got to be interesting.
What?
And in must the, be the tub.
Windowsill. Although she doesn't comment further on the size of either item, she's seen on her hands and knees crawling around on the floor. You can hear a lot better than regular people, she says, and you can see much more. You focus on things that normal people can't. She even claims to possess night vision.
What does this woman know about normal people?
She says, I can see better in the dark than in daylight. That's no problem. I've been running a lot after animals that can be seen in the shadows. However, she admits that despite her best efforts, she has never managed to catch a mouse.
She is, after all, a cat trapped in a human's body.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
and if she catches a mouse, it's going to bite her.
I would like to see her put to the test. If she claims that she is a better, she's better at seeing at nighttime, there are scientific ways to test that.
Yeah.
Let's get a group of 10 people randomly of the same age, because you don't want an older person.
This is an excuse to wear sunglasses, okay?
Let's get some tests going on here and see if this, her claims are true.
Hold on, what do you mean it's an excuse to wear sunglasses?
Well, now she can wear sunglasses because what she's saying is she sees better at night than in the daytime.
Right.
And that means that, oh, the sun hurts my eyes because I'm a cat and stuff.
Okay, the sun hurts my eyes because I've got blue eyes. That's why I wear sunglasses. I don't make stuff up.
She's got blue eyes too.
Wait, blue-eyed people get hurt by the sun?
Blue-eyed people think they're cats.
No. I don't think I'm a cat, but they don't have blue eyes.
You wish you were that cool.
Yeah, I've got, it's a bluish green.
It looks greenish blue, maybe.
Yeah, because I'm wearing a purple shirt right now.
That makes your eyes different?
It doesn't make the eyes different.
Your story's almost as good as hers.
But it causes the eye to appear to be a darker or a different shade. But anyway, for a brief period of time, I had prescription eyeglasses.
I keep saying,
and I stopped wearing them because I was getting really bad headaches. I went to the eye doctor, and he said, oh, yeah, that happens with people that have light-colored eyes.
Huh.
Because something with the melanin or something, it's not, you know.
So blue-eyed people are
all I care about is what do you want to do about the cat lady? And I say, look, as far as I'm concerned, this is just a hustle on her parents to get her to be able to stay at the house longer and not have to be a productive
individual.
She's
still with her parents.
Just move in with the boyfriend.
Somebody's
gonna clean your litter box.
Somebody's gonna clean out the litter box.
That was gonna be my question: is she pooping in a litter box or is she using the toilet?
Because only cats can be trained to use a toilet.
Right. Only the most trained cats and dogs can actually use a toilet. But we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.